إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him, seek His aid, and ask His forgiveness. We seek the refuge of Allah from the evil of ourselves. We also seek the refuge of Allah from our evil actions. من يهده الله فلا مضل له. Whoever Allah guides, there is none who can misguide him. وَمَنْ يُضْلِلْ فَلَا هَادِيَ لَهُ. And whoever Allah causes to be misguided, there is none who can guide him. أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَهُ. I bear witness, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. He is alone and He has no partners. وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the worshipper of Allah and His final messenger. أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله. Thereafter, the best of speech is the book of Allah. وخير الهدي هدي محمد sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the best of guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa inna sharral umur muhdathatuha. The most evil of affairs are those matters which people have introduced and innovated into our religion. Fa inna kulla muhdathatin bid'ah. Wa kulla bid'atin dalalah. Wa kulla dalalatin finnar. Indeed, every newly innovated matter is a bid'ah. And every bid'ah is misguidance. And every misguidance leads to the fire. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatih. Wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. O people of Iman, fear Allah as He ought to be feared. Wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. And do not die except in a state of being Muslims. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. O people of Iman, have taqwa of Allah and say a word of truth. Yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. He will rectify for you your affairs and forgive for you your sins. Wa man yuti' Allaha wa rasulah. And whoever shows obedience to Allah and His Messenger, faqad faza fawzan 'azima. Then indeed he has achieved a great success. Ibadallah, from the principles and the pillars of our religion are six pillars of Iman, which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us about. And a person cannot be a Muslim until he has the correct belief, the correct Iman in these six pillars of Iman. They are called Arkanul Iman, the pillars of Iman. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he mentioned them in the hadith of Jibreel radiallahu anhu in Sahih Muslim. When he asked him regarding al-Iman, he said, Ya Muhammad, akhbirni anil Iman. He said, O Muhammad, tell me about Iman. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned six pillars. He said, An tu'mina billah, that you have Iman in Allah. Wa malaikatihi, and you have Iman in His angels. Wa kutubihi, His books. Wa rusulihi, His messengers. Wal yawmil akhiri, the final day. Wal qadri khayrihi wa sharrih. And that, the sixth pillar is, you have Iman in the decree of Allah. Everything which is good and everything which we see as being bad or evil, all of it has been decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In previous sermons, we spoke about having Iman in Allah. We spoke about Iman in His angels. We spoke about, in the last khutbah, Iman in the books of Allah. And in this sermon, we come to Al-Imanu bil-Rusul. Having the correct Iman, or the correct belief, the correct aqeedah, regarding the prophets and messengers of Allah alayhimu salatu wassalam. And this is the fourth pillar from the pillars of Iman. So, Ahl Sunnati wal Jama'ah, they believe, they have a firm Iman in certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to his people, prophets and messengers. And these prophets and messengers came with two things, a glad tiding and a warning. They gave the glad tiding, they gave the good news to those people who believe in them and obey them and worship Allah, the glad tidings of success in this life and in the hereafter, the glad tidings of paradise. And they came with the warning for those people who disobey them or disbelieve in Allah, who turn away from the religion of Allah, the punishment of the hereafter. And they came calling to the religion of truth, taking people out of darkness and leading them to guidance by the permission of Allah. Allah said, رُسُلًا مُبَشِّرِينَ وَمُنذِرِينَ لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرُّسُلِ. That messengers whom Allah has sent, مُبَشِّرِينَ, giving glad tidings, giving good news, وَمُنذِرِينَ, and giving the warning, so that the people do not have an argument against Allah after the messengers. That perhaps on the day of resurrection, a people will come and they'll say, oh Allah, why are you punishing us when you did not send to us a messenger? So Allah said that He sent to them a messenger, giving the glad tidings and giving a warning. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we believe, He sent a prophet or a messenger to every single nation and every single people. And these prophets and messengers who went to every single nation and every single people, they called to at-tawheed. They called to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they warned against a shirk. And they used to tell the people that they have to disbelieve in all of the other false deities. So this was the message of every single prophet and every single messenger to every single nation. Worship Allah alone upon at-tawheed and disbelieve in all of the false gods and deities. Allah said in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا. Indeed, we sent to every nation, to every ummah, a messenger. أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهِ, telling them that they should worship Allah alone. وَاجْتَنِبُ الطَّاغُوتِ, and they should stay away from the false gods and the false deities. So every prophet and every messenger came to their people in order to bring the people closer to their Lord. All of the prophets, all of the messengers were truthful, were righteous people, worshippers of Allah, obedient to Allah, atqiya, people of at-taqwa, umana, trustworthy people, responsible people. There were those whom were guided by Allah, and Allah told them to go and call the people and guide them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent the messengers with evidences, with signs, with miracles, ayat and mu'jizat. And these signs, evidences and miracles, they were given in order to show the truth that they are upon. And we have to believe that every single messenger and every single prophet, annahum ballaghu risala, that every single one of them, they conveyed the message of Allah. وَأَدَّوُ الْأَمَانَةِ, and every single one of them fulfilled the trust. وَنَّصَحُ الْأُمَّةِ, and every single one of them sincerely advised their people. وَجَاهَدُوا فِي اللَّهِ حَقَّ جِهَادِهِ, and all of them fought and strived with jihad in the utmost sense. حَتَّى أَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ بِالْيَقِينِ, until the certainty of death overcame them. We believe that the first of the prophets is Adam alayhi salam, and the first of the messengers, the Rusul, was Nuh alayhi salam, and the last prophet, the last messenger, Khatimun Nabiyyin, the final prophet who, after whom there is nobody else, is our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So there is a difference between a Rasul and a Nabi, and the scholars have mentioned various opinions regarding the difference between a Rasul, a messenger, and a Nabi, a prophet. They mention that a Rasul, a messenger, is somebody who has been given a risala, somebody who has been given a message, or who has been given a new sharia. And this new sharia which he came with, it abrogated the sharia which came previous to him. And then this messenger who was given this Sharia and this Risala, he was then ordered to go convey it to the people. As for the Prophet, then they were given revelation, they were given a book, but they have to follow the Sharia of the messenger who came before them. So for example, we have Musa alayhi salam. Musa alayhi salam was given the Torah, and this was a new Sharia. And he had to follow and implement this Sharia, and also many prophets who came after him from Bani Israel, all of them followed and implemented the Sharia of Musa alayhi salam. So this is one of the differences between a Rasul and between a Nabi. Whoever disbelieves in a single prophet or a single messenger has disbelieved in all of them, and he has left the fold of Islam. Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْفُرُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. Indeed, those people who disbelieve in Allah and His messengers. وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ اللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. And those people who try to differentiate between Allah and His messengers. وَيَقُولُونَ نُؤْمِنُ بِبَعْضٍ وَنَكْفُرُ بِبَعْضٍ. And they say that we believe in some of them and we disbelieve in some of them. وَيُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَّخِذُوا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ سَبِيلًا. And they try to find a path in the middle of all of them. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ حَقًّا. Indeed, those are the true disbelievers. وَأَعْتَدْنَا لِلْكَافِرِينَ عَذَابًا مُهِينًا. And we have threatened the disbelievers with a painful punishment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those people who believe in Allah and all of the messengers, and they don't differentiate between the different messengers. He said, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرُسُلِهِ. Indeed, those people who believe in Allah and His messengers. وَلَمْ يُفَرِّقُوا بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ. And they don't differentiate between any of them. We believe Musa alayhi salam was a prophet and a messenger, and Isa alayhi salam, and Ibrahim, and Muhammad, and all of them, they were prophets and messengers. Then Allah said regarding those people, so أُولَٰئِكَ سَوْفَ يُؤْتِيهِمْ أُجُورَهُمْ, that they are the ones, we will give their reward to them. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. And Allah is the most forgiving and the most merciful. So therefore, the obligation upon us is that we believe in all of the prophets and all of the messengers, regardless of which ummah they came to. Then we have to believe in all of them. As for the number of messengers and the prophets and their names, then this is only known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who sent those messengers and sent those prophets. So there are stories in the Quran in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named the prophets and numbered the prophets. And then there are other prophets who came and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not tell us their stories and their names. Allah says, وَرُسُلًا قَدْ قَصَصْنَاهُمْ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ قَبْلِ, that messengers to whom we told you their stories before you, وَرُسُلًا لَمْ نَقْصُصْهُمْ عَلَيْكَ, and other messengers whose stories we have not revealed to you. And Allah says, وَلَقَدْ أَرْسَلْنَا رُسُلًا مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, indeed we sent before you messengers, مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَصْنَا عَلَيْكَ, from amongst them are those whose stories we have mentioned, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ نَقْصُصْ عَلَيْكَ, and other messengers whose stories we did not tell you. So therefore, there were many prophets and many messengers who came before us. Their numbers we don't know. All of their names we don't know. Some of them we know and some of them we don't. And there are certain narrations which mention that there were 310 rusul, messengers. And other narrations which mention that there were 124,000 prophets. Like the narration of Abu Dharr al-Ghaffari radiallahu anhu. However, many of the ulama have mentioned that these narrations or these ahadith about 310 messengers and 124,000 prophets, that they are weak and they are not authentic. So we believe that Allah sent many prophets, many messengers in their thousands, but the exact number we do not know of. And the prophets were more than the messengers. And then the messengers were less than the prophets, and the messengers are better than the prophets. And sometimes we find that there might be more than one messenger or more than one prophet at the same time upon the earth in different places. So there might be two or three prophets living at the same time, and but they are in different places. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He mentioned the story and the names of some of the messengers. So for example, He mentioned Adam alayhi salam, and he's our father. He's called Abul Bashar, the father of all of mankind, and he's the first prophet. He mentioned in the Quran Idris alayhi salam, and it is said that Idris was the great grandfather of Nuh alayhi salam, and Allah knows best. Allah said, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِدْرِيسِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. And mention, or it is mentioned in the book, Idris. He was the truthful one and he was the prophet. Allah spoke about Nuh alayhi salam. And he is Abul Bashar al-Thani. He is the second father of all of mankind. And he is the first of the messengers. And Allah gave him the miracle of the flood and the ship or the ark. Also, Allah mentioned Hud alayhi salam. And Hud came after Nuh alayhi salam. He was sent to the people of Ad. And there is a surah in the Quran called Surah Hud, in which the story of Hud alayhi salam is mentioned. It is mentioned, and Allah knows best, that Hud alayhi salam was sent to an area in Yemen near Al-Hadramaut. After him came Salih. And this is another prophet or a messenger whom Allah mentioned in the Quran. And he came to the people of Thamud. And Thamud were a rich, wealthy people, but they chose to disobey Allah. Also after him, Allah mentioned another messenger, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he had two sons. One was Ismail and one was Ishaq. And all of them were prophets and messengers. So Ibrahim, he is Khalilur Rahman. This is his nickname, Khalilur Rahman, the most beloved friend of the most merciful. And his son Ismail, he is the father of the Arabs, meaning the lineage of the Arabs goes back to Ismail. And his other son Ishaq, he is the father of the Israelites, i.e. their lineage, it goes back to Ishaq alayhi salam. And it was Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salam who built the foundations of the Kaaba. Like Allah said, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَعِيلِ. That when Ibrahim, he built the foundations of the house, and along with him, Ismail. Also, Allah mentioned in the Quran, Ya'qub alayhi salam. And Ya'qub is the son of Ishaq, who was the son of Ibrahim. So Ya'qub is the grandson of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The nickname of Ya'qub is Israel. So when we say Bani Israel, the children of Israel, or when we talk about the Israelites, then we mean the children of Ya'qub alayhi salam, the descendants of Ya'qub alayhi salam. Ya'qub alayhi salam, or Israel, he had 12 sons, amongst them Binyamin, amongst them Yusuf. And these 12 sons, they are the forefathers of Bani Israel, of the Israelites. All of them go back to these 12 sons, children of Ya'qub alayhi salam. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned Lut alayhi salam. And Lut alayhi salam was the nephew of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Both Ibrahim and Lut alayhim salam were on the earth at the same time. And they met together at a particular time. Also Allah mentioned another prophet and a messenger called Shu'aib. And it is said that Shu'aib is the great grandson of Lut alayhim as-salam. Shu'aib was sent to the people of Madian. And Madian is a place towards the north of Saudi Arabia. And the people of Madian, they were known for being very good traders. And Allah had given them wealth. However, they used to cheat the people. So Allah sent Shu'aib to them. And He said, فَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. That be truthful in your weighing and in your scales, in your trading, and do not lose the things of the people. Also Allah mentioned Yunus alayhi salam, Musa and his brother Harun, and both of them were sent to Bani Israel and Fir'aun in Egypt. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned other messengers. So He mentioned Ilyas, He mentioned Zakariya, Yahya, He mentioned Al-Yasa', Dhul-Kifr, He mentioned Dawood, Sulaiman, Ayyub. And all of these are messengers or prophets who were sent to Bani Israel. And all of them are descendants of Ya'qub alayhi salam. And then after them came Isa alayhi salam. And Isa alayhi salam was the last prophet and messenger before the coming of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then finally, the last and final messenger and prophet came, and he is our Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasallam. And all of these prophets and messengers, they were sent to only their people. So Musa alayhi salam, his message was only to his people. And Lut alayhi salam and Ibrahim alayhi salam and all of these prophets who came, their message was only to their tribe and to their people. However, our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was given a special characteristic. And that is that his message is for everybody. Not just the Quraysh, not just the Arabs, but all of mankind. Now this was a special characteristic for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said that those prophets and messengers who came before me, كانوا يبعثون إلى أقوامهم خاصة. They were only sent to their people, specifically their tribe. وَإِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ إِلَى النَّاسِ جَمِيعًا. And I have been sent to all of the people. From our belief is that some of the messengers are better than the other messengers. Allah told us in the Quran, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. That those are the messengers, these 25 messengers which I have named, which Allah mentions in the Quran, and the previous messengers and prophets came before them, فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Some of them have been made better than others. Some of them are more virtuous than others. So the prophets, all of them, are the best amongst mankind. And the Rusul are better than the prophets. And then Ulul Azam, the five mighty messengers, they are better than the other messengers. And our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he is Sayyid Waladi Adam. He is the master or the chief or the best of all of the children of Adam alayhi salam. So he's the best of all of the prophets and the messengers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us about the five mighty messengers. They are called Ulul Azam, either people of a strong determination and a strong patience. These were the messengers who faced the most severest of trials and tests and punishment, but they remained patient. Allah says, فَاصْبِرْ كَمَا صَبَرَ أُولُو الْعَزَمْ مِنَ الرُّسُلِ. That be patient like those Ulul Azam, those messengers of patience and determination from amongst the messengers. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, he mentioned who the Ulul Azam are. He said they are Nuh and Ibrahim, Musa, Isa and Muhammad alayhim as-salatu was-salam. So that which I have mentioned regarding having iman in the messengers, it is upon us that we believe in all of them. And we love all of them. We respect all of them. We name our children with their names. And this is from the love of the prophets and the messengers. We believe in everything which has been mentioned regarding them. We believe in all of their miracles and the signs that they were given. And as for the stories of the prophets and the messengers in the Isra'iliyat, i.e. in the stories of the Israelites, the stories that are mentioned or narrated in the books of the history of Bani Israel or in the Torah and the Injil, then that which agrees with the Quran, we say this is the truth. And that which disagrees with the Quran, then we say that this is falsehood. And those stories which neither agree with the Quran or disagree with the Quran, we remain silent. We don't affirm them and neither do we disregard them. And it is permitted for us to narrate the stories of the Israelites, like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam informed us. But when we narrate the stories of the Israelites, then we mention that this is not in the Quran, neither is it in the Hadith, rather it is a story from the stories of the Israelites. Wallahu a'lam. Bismillah, walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ba'd. Ayyuhal ikhwah, I mentioned some aspects of the correct iman when it comes to the prophets and the messengers of Allah. And all of the matters which I have mentioned previously, we have to have the correct iman regarding it. However, there are certain misconceptions or certain wrong beliefs regarding the messengers and the prophets that we have to pay attention to. Firstly, there is an incorrect belief among some of the Muslims that the prophets and the messengers and our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was created from nur. He was created from light. And this belief is something which opposes the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he created three types of beings. He created the angels from light, and nobody else was created from light. And he created the jinn and the shayateen from a flameless fire, and nobody else was created from a flameless fire. And he created mankind, humans, from a turab, from clay or from dust and water. And every person who is a human, he remains from this physical creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he told us in the Quran that the Prophet is like us. He said, لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. Indeed, a messenger has come to you, i.e. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ. He's from amongst you. Meaning he's from the humans and he's from the Arabs. And Allah told us in the Quran, he told the Prophet to say, إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ يُوحَى إِلَيْهِ. Indeed, I am a human being like you are. Not just a human being, mithlakum, just like you, in your physical creation. What is the difference? Yuha ilay. That the difference between me and you is that I have been given revelation. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, like human beings, like the prophets and the messengers who came before, at times he was sad and worried. At other times he was happy and smiling. The Prophet, he lived. The Prophet, he died. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam married, he had children, he used to feel hunger, he used to feel thirst, he used to eat and drink. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his tooth was knocked out in the Battle of Uhud, his forehead was cut open in the Battle of Uhud, he was pushed and he fell down in the Battle of Uhud. When he went to Taif and stones were thrown at him, his feet used to bleed. So all of this shows that he was a human being like those who came before him, and he was on light, except that he was given the revelation. And he was the most handsome of men and the most strongest of men. And like this, the previous messengers and prophets who came previously. In fact, even the Quraysh, they used to use this as an argument. They used to say, قَالُوا مَا لِهَذَا الرَّسُولُ. They used to say, what is wrong with this messenger? يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامُ وَيَمْشِي فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ. They used to say, what is wrong with this messenger? He eats food and he walks in the marketplaces. Meaning, why should we believe in this messenger and he's a human being like we are human beings? And in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say to them, no, he's not a human being, he's made from light. Rather, he said that despite him being a human being, you still have to believe in him. Also, those hadith or narrations which mention that he had no shadow or he was created from light, then these narrations are not weak. Rather, the ulama have mentioned they are mawdu'ah. They are fabricated and they are lies. Also, from the misconceptions is that the prophets, they forgive the sins. And the prophets, they are the one who guides the hearts of the people. And the prophets, they are the one who control the affairs. And they can help other creation. And all of this comes under a shirk. Consider how many of the close family of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam died upon kufr and shirk. Abu Talib, his most beloved uncle. Abu Lahab, from the chief of his tribe. Abdul Muttalib, the grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. All of them died upon kufr. And how many people who the Prophet did not know accepted Islam? How many of the enemies of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted Islam? Abdullah ibn Abi Umayyah was an enemy of the Prophet, yet he accepted Islam. Al-Najashi, a king in Abyssinia, who had no relation to the Prophet, he accepted Islam. Allah said in the Quran, لَيْسَ عَلَيْكَ هُدَاهُمْ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. That it is not upon you their guidance, but Allah guides whoever He wants. And Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ. You, O Muhammad, you do not guide whoever you will love. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهِ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءَ. But Allah guides whoever He wills. And from the final misconception that people have regarding the prophets and the messengers is that they do not die, and that they are living the life of the dunya. And this is also incorrect. Yes, the prophets and the messengers and every Muslim and every kafir is alive in his grave. However, this life is the life of the barzakh. And they are either in punishment or they are either in delight and reward. And no doubt the prophets and the messengers are in the utmost reward and the utmost delight. However, this is the life of the barzakh. And the barzakh is the life in the grave which is different to the life in the dunya. It's a different universe or a different dimension and a different parallel. And they cannot hear and neither can they help. And Allah said, وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ Who is Muhammad? Except he is a messenger. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرُّسُلُ And messengers who came before him, they also departed. They also went away. They also left this world. And Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ وَإِنَّهُمْ مَيِّتُونَ That you will die with the maut and they will also die. So these misconceptions, we need to pay attention to them and try to correct these misconceptions amongst the people. Aqimis Salah.